So the result, now almost 43 years on, if we ask ourselves, what is the prevailing image of our time? What is the prevailing idea, the big idea of our thinking? I would contend there could only be one answer, and that is ecology. The awakening to ecology is the overarching reality that we live in, of the time that we live in. If it's easy to miss that, it's only because it's so massive. So we have this image of ecology, this metaphor of ecology, of interconnectedness. And this truth, it's interesting to note, this truth hasn't dawned from the East. It hasn't come in the main through Buddhism, nor has it been the invention of philosophy. It's a lesson that's being taught to us loudly and clearly and urgently by nature herself, by reality itself. That grand old anarchist Kropotkin once remarked, "Nature is the first teacher of man." So what can it mean to practice Buddhism in times such as these? Are ecology and Buddhism the same thing? Has it got anything to teach us as Buddhists? And have we got anything as Buddhists to offer ecology, to offer the ecological movement? Well, to begin to answer these questions, I'll be looking at so-called deep ecology, which is kind of the perceptual and emotional exploration of ecology. However, before I do that, what I'd like to do is stay a while with kind of ordinary ecology, the science of ecology, just in case there's something in ecology, the science, that we might kind of overlook on our rush for the deep spiritual stuff. So first, I'll look at ecology, the science, and what resonances we might find there. Second, I'd like to say something about my own experiences of deep ecology, why I found them to be integral to, well, my own Buddhist practice. And finally, I'd like to draw out some of the implications for us as Buddhists practicing in Western or Westernizing societies and in the Western Buddhist order in particular.